Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today we're talking about Barbados and art. I know you guys probably would think Barbados and the beach, but yeah, you can do that too, but Barbados has such a great art scene, and I was recently there and had a chance to meet artists and see a lot of different artwork there, and Olivia, it was fantastic.
I bet it was. I mean, artists, you know they're going to be observant and thoughtful, so it's always interesting to see their interpretation of their homeland.
It really, really is. And I had a chance to meet a young man named Craig Yearwood. And first of all, just let me say, he's such a nice young man. I really enjoyed spending time with him. But his work is in concrete materials is one of the things that he works in. And that was one of the things that I was most fascinated with, because it's all about being environmentally conscious as an artist and making sort of a social statement as an artist, too, is really what it's all about. You know, in this conversation that he and I had, he talks about kind of what made him decide to do that, and he really shares that kind of different way of thinking about some of the things that we see in our day-to-day environment and bringing an artistic touch to it.
Very cool. I'm interested to see what he has to say, so let's roll it.
So Craig, during the presentation, I saw that they presented some different artwork or some different forms of art that you work in. And in particular, I'm interested in the concrete pieces and what your thought was behind that, because there was something mentioned about its involvement with the environment and culturally how we can see ourselves. So, well, why don't you just tell me?
Let
me try to piece it back together.
Well, obviously, it was during a residency that I was creating these pieces. And in coming to do the residency, I wasn't sure what I was going to actually be talking about. And I've been noticing that, because I run a lot, I am involved in this group called Barbados Hash House Harriers. So we run pretty much everywhere in the island. And getting to see all over the country, I've been realizing that there's been a pileup of litter and garbage and stuff in places that you would not expect. And even on our major roads and in the cities and that sort of stuff, the accumulation of trash. And it started to get me thinking, started collecting stuff while I was running, items of trash and illegally dumped stuff. So I started to collect bits and pieces of stuff, I don't know why. So coming into the residency, I was like, hey, I could put this to use. And I started thinking about the whole idea of commercialism, ideas of you know, how we dispose of stuff, the things that we accumulate, and mass manufacturing and that sort of stuff. And as the platform is a platform where you get to be able to experiment and that sort of stuff, I decided to utilize materials that I'd never used before, concrete, resin, and then I embedded a lot of this trash items into these pieces and tried to make sort of social statements as I was experimenting. It was all highly super experimental.
So after doing this then, do you feel more of a connection maybe for your art to make social statements?
Yes, I think as artists we're always trying to make those connections and leaps sometimes, and I think the response to it has been pretty good in terms of getting people to be able to see things in different ways. Because of the tactile nature of the pieces as well, people start seeing things that, like, when you look at the form, you get the initial form, but then when they investigate it, they get to see, like, icons of local icons, like fast food chains and stuff. There's, like, wrappers and stuff embedded that are recognizable. So they get to see sort of, like, the impact of things that they use and how, you know, they affect the environment. Yeah.
Well, you know, that was what my thought was that, you know, you can see, you know, how you may be contributing and you don't think about it.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the great things about art is that it can raise our awareness of even some of the things that we're doing that we think maybe, well, you know, I'm just kind of living and I'm living, you know, with my intentions being good. But we may be having some type of effect on the environment or other people that we don't necessarily think about. And I thought your pieces really bring that to life. But we need to kind of look at ourselves,
look at what we're doing, look at how it impacts other people, look at how it impacts ourselves, our daily lives. So that investigation has been really sort of interesting for me because I've never really worked. In my usual practice, I use found objects at times. So I work in mixed media a lot. But the difference is these are not pieces that are curated in any kind of way for aesthetic value or whatever. It's more, I was just collecting random things that I would normally not look at, cigarette boxes and stuff. So it really sort of opened my eyes to look at things in a different way.
Well, you know, this has been fascinating to come to Fresh Milk and really see all of the things that you guys are doing. Now, when was your residency?
Earlier this year in March. It was the entire month of March.
Mm-hmm. The entire month of March?
Yeah.
So what's next for you?
Well, I am a graphic designer as well, and I had a clothing line, and I'm working to have a new line out, starting with eyewear. So I've been working on eyewear projects as well. So I'm kind of all
sunglasses. Yeah, that's one of my favorite things. You too?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm doing them. But yeah, I absolutely love collecting sunglasses. Mm-hmm. And before I had clothing, and I was like, really needed to put more of myself into what I was doing, and because I have this passion for sunglasses, I was like, yeah, let's go for it.
And so, just the creative side, yeah. You love sunglasses. Sounds like a great combination to me as well.
Well, yeah, I think in the Caribbean, sometimes, you know, we're not always afforded the lifestyle where you can completely make a living from just producing your artwork. So you have to sort of balance different things, and balancing the commercial side with the clothing projects and the eyewear projects, along with my visual artwork.
So where can we see some of your artwork? I'm sure that in your sunglass projects and some of the other things that you're doing, where can we find this? On Instagram, Facebook, where can we, or website?
Yeah, I am on Instagram and Facebook as Craig Yearwood, and I'm working on a new website. So hopefully by the end of the year, that'll be up. And currently, now that there's all this going on for Cari Festa, I am in a couple of shows. I'm in the Barbados Showcase at BCC Punch Creative Arena. So if you're on the island, come and check it out.
And you could hear from all of the activity in the background, there was a lot going on. We talked right there at Fresh Milk.
You can't complain about that. I mean, you're immersed among artists. It's bound to happen.
It's definitely bound to happen. And then later on during my time there, I actually went out with Craig. So he was also a great tour guide showing me around Barbados. And there are so many things to do in Barbados.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of free things to do as well. So if you spend all your time, you know, at the studio, maybe pick up a couple pieces to add to your own collection, you can then just enjoy the scenery without having to worry about, you know, spending more money.
That's true, because, you know, I mentioned, you know, that, you know, you're doing all this art stuff, but there is a great beach there, and there's 70 miles of beach to enjoy. You can go to Paynes Bay, where you may find yourself swimming with turtles. If you want to see turtles, you can definitely go and check them out there.
Yeah, the great thing is all of these different beaches and areas of Barbados have really different purposes, different, you know, things that you can see there. There's Crane Beach, which is considered the best beach for big waves. So if you like to surf, or you just like to jump among the waves like I do, that's your spot.
I know, that's always fun to do that. And also to watch people doing that, because I did see a little bit of that at the hotel where I was staying on the South Coast. I was staying at a hotel called SoCo, which stands for South Coast. And right outside of my hotel was this boardwalk that's really well known in Barbados. And I had a chance to just walk up and down, take pictures, just relax and watch the waves come in. It was fantastic. Fantastic. I loved it. And that's definitely very free. Just have
yes.
to walk and walk
very
and walk.
Very free.
I love that. But, you know, Barbados is great for not only walking on the boardwalk, but you can take walking tours through historic Bridgetown as well.
Yes, that city has a history that dates back 400 years. So there's plenty of buildings to see and different statues that have put in place as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, if you're going to Barbados, definitely check out the art, but there's so much more to do. So put Barbados top of the list.
It's certainly on mine.
And as it should be, we'll be right back with another artist here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Finally.